You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, if you were to go and grab a shovel.
Yes, indeed.
And start digging directly down from where we are, where do you reckon on the other side of the globe we would pop out?
In a world where you can just like use a shovel to get through the crust and through the core and right out the other side?
Yeah, I mean, there are other, you know, issues. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting go out and do that.
A few other bits and pieces.
Might get quite hot.
Well, dig into China. I don't think that's Australian, is it? That's kind of like an American thing that they assume. Like the saying, dig a hole to China, right?
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, because we are in the Southern Hemisphere. So, like, if you go through directly the opposite side, are we in... Let's go North America.
Okay, so if you dig directly through the globe from where we are, we'll get somewhere in North America?
Yeah, Canada, maybe, somewhere there.
Also, the reason I bring this up is because there's a new kind of app sort of thing, website, that is kind of going a bit viral because it will let you know, you type in your location and then it'll tell you exactly, like, with coordinates, if you really wanted geography coordinates, about where you will pop out on the other side of the world.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought I'd have a look for where we are. The website, by the way, it's called Antipodes map, whatever that word is.
Is it A-N-T-I-P-O-D-E-S?
T, yeah.
Antipodes.
Antipodes map.
Yeah, okay. So that is also a reference to a poetic movement between Australia and New Zealand in the 80s and 90s.
How do you find out this stuff? AntipodesMap.com is, you can go check it out. I've typed in Jindabyne, where we are here. So I've typed in our current location. I haven't as of yet scrolled down to work out where the other side of the world would be.
Right. Oh, we're
so I don't know. So you reckon North America?
I reckon North America, Canada, somewhere there.
I was going to go, what's directly on the opposite side of the globe to us? I'm trying to think. I would say maybe Greenland.
Oh, okay.
I reckon Greenland, Iceland-y.
Very north.
I know, but we're very south.
That's what you're going to go with, yep.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Right, cool.
All right, here we go.
I'm excited.
Should we scroll? Okay, let's have a look where we are. Oh, gee, where is that? Anyway, we're right in the middle of the ocean. I have to zoom out somewhere.
Yeah, you've gone the Europe side.
Okay, we're right in the middle of... Is that the Pacific Ocean?
Okay, right.
Whatever ocean is between Europe and America. We're like pretty much dead set in... Wow. We're where the Titanic sank.
What a letdown.
Sorry. Give it another 20 million years or something. Australia might move slightly.
And I think... I reckon I was closer.
Not a competition.
I think I was. I mean, granted, it's smack bang in the middle of the ocean between probably...
So if you were to dig down directly from here, you'd dig out and you'd be come out right in the middle of the ocean between the UK and North America.
To be honest, we're not far off New York. It's a bit of a swim. which is northern, kind of. I was in Northeast America, so I feel like I was actually pretty close.
Oh, well, you've nicked my phone, so I can't look how close we are to Greenland. So as far as I'm concerned, we might be right.
No, you got nothing, mate.
But Simo, I think we are pretty much dead set where the Titanic sank. So if you dug all the way through from where we are to the other side of the world, you might pop up and, you know, when you break through the crust again on the other side of the world, it's like, oh, the Titanic's there. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio's here. Oh, that's interesting.
Pick up a few souvenirs.
Yeah.
What would you pick up? There's like the door that they floated away on.
I don't know. I think I'd be a bit more concerned on not drowning first before I thought, oh, I should probably do some gift shopping, actually.
Simo and Jordan.
It is Simo and Jordan with you. And have you ever done time in Facebook jail?
What's Facebook jail?
I don't know, when you get banned. I've never served, so I don't know.
When you get banned from Facebook?
Yeah, for maybe posting something maybe a little bit racy.
I see. Okay.
Or I think you can get banned for other reasons, but there is someone in this building that gets themselves in hot water with the big Zuckerberg, as it were.
Yes, there is someone who we work with who posts interesting pictures every now and again.
But have you ever been, because I've had a few warnings come through from Facebook.
No, I haven't had anything. I haven't had any correspondence with Mark Zuckerberg in my life. Have you? Why did you get warnings?
Oh, I get in trouble with the copyright side of things. Like if I'm videoing something, you know, some street performers or something, some acrobats, and there's a song playing in the background, gets me into strife.
Well, don't do that. Otherwise, Mark Zuckerberg will put down whatever he's doing in America and come and yell at you and put you in Facebook jail.
That man does prefer silence. So you've never done time?
No, I've never.
Wow.
Well,
I've never done time either. But
I've never even got a warning. But to be fair, I don't post anything on Facebook.
I've come close.
I never post anything on Facebook anymore. I just use it to stalk.
The reason I bring it up is because a Canadian business has been, well, they suffered a ban and a warning for some, what was it termed?
Hang on, did they get the ban before the warning?
They got the warning.
Because Mark Zuckerberg, I'm pretty sure they should go the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. His parenting is terrible.
It's like, I'm going to put you in the naughty corner for 10 minutes. And by the way, if you keep doing that, I will put you in the naughty corner. It's like, what?
So they had a photo flagged for an overtly sexual image.
Okay. All right.
Now, this image, Jordan, I am going to describe it.
Thank you.
It is quite steamy.
I mean, just judging from how you've described the image so far, I don't want to see it with my eyes because it may be too,
yeah, full on.
So just describe it for me. What was in this image?
Oh, it's an onion. It was an onion.
It's not that image of Tony Abbott eating the onion, is it? Because one would describe that as sexy.
That one deserves to be banned, though.
So what, an onion, was it like someone holding an onion over their bits, or was it just of an onion?
It was just of an, I think it was a bunch.
A bunch of onions.
Yeah, you don't want to see that many onions all together at the same time.
It'll make you cry, I guess.
Yeah, but also, it's close proximity.
So what, was this just Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg thinking onions are sexy for some reason? Is that why, or is there genuinely, were they trying to make this onion sexy?
No, it's purely
which
just,
is not a sentence I thought I'd ever say in my life.
Purely just the algorithm.
Okay, so just a bunch of onions.
Yeah, so the submitted image was rejected by social media network because the photo, which depicted only a group of onions, was deemed as overtly sexual. They go on to say, the business owner, we got notified the other day that it's an overtly sexual image. They had to ban it from the site. I guess something about the round shape.
I mean, without wanting to go into it,
yeah,
there are other vegetables that look like other objects that could be used for that reason.
No word.
Not so much onions.
No word on if the onion, because how they have layers, no word on if it was naked or not, or if it was...
Very good.
Thank you.
Good joke. Was it brown onion, red onion?
Brown onion, yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unclear. So just maybe keep your skin on, if you could.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Behave yourself. And just stay off social media, onions.
And next time you go to the supermarket, try not to get turned on by the onions, I guess.
That as well, going scrolling.
Don't go walking through the fruit and veg, you go, oh, the onions.
Yeah, that were like scrolling through your social media, don't just kind of like burst into tears from how attractive the onions look that day.
I mean, some onions are pretty attractive. I'm not. Have you had caramelized onions? Now they are attractive.
That's true. Actually, when you do go through the vegetable area,
I know.
You are looking for the most aesthetic.
Actually, now I think about it, you are. Onions are very sexy.
And you are putting your hands all over them.
Which in a COVID world is probably not the best thing to do either.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, stop everything. Oh, Put it down.
Yeah, right. All right. Yep.
Have you stopped?
Yeah, everything's.
Everything stopped.
Yep.
All is well.
All right.
There are people in the office moving. I don't like that.
Okay, everybody, stop.
Stop.
What's happening, by the way?
The Guinness World Record has been broken for the heaviest blueberry.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
Yes, Simo, I didn't even realise there was a Guinness World Record for this, but you'd start moving now, people in the office. Yes, Simo, there is a Guinness World Record for the heaviest blueberry, and it's coming to Australia, baby!
All right, so it's getting imported?
Wait, no, we grew it.
Oh, we grew it.
Well, I mean, me and you didn't. Some people in Western Australia did. What? But we're going to claim it!
Okay, right, because when you said it's coming to Australia, I assumed it was somewhere else.
I meant the record's coming to Australia.
Oh, sorry,
not the blueberry.
I thought it was like a world tour.
No. Everyone go and worship the blueberry. It will tour schools. Well, kids will be inspired by the blueberry.
Well, I was a little bit worried about, because, travel...
Yeah.
Wise, if it makes altitude, is that going to have an effect on its...
I mean, I don't know.
Does it expand and contract with the different climates?
Well, I don't know.
Right, so where was this grown?
So this was grown in Western Australia.
Oh, yes.
Now, Simo, just imagine a blueberry in your mind.
They do grow things big out there, WA.
What, blueberries
big,
and...
Big blueberries, big people, big snakes.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Simo, just imagine a blueberry in your mind. They're, what, the size of a marble or something? They're normally quite small.
Yeah, no, you can get them at the shop. They're pretty expensive.
Hmm. Well, Simo, this blueberry that has broken the Guinness World Record for the heaviest blueberry has a diameter of 1.4 inches.
Oh, hell, inches. Oh, yeah, okay, right, yep.
And weighs... Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the heaviest blueberry weighs.
Yep.
It weighs... 16 grams.
16 grams. All right. Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, I kind of expected it to be more.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, it's a blueberry.
Yeah, 16 grams.
But at the same time...
It's a hefty blueberry.
Yeah, but at the same time, the heaviest anything in the world is only 16... Like, 16 grams. That doesn't seem like enough.
No, well...
I swear I've had blueberries that are heavier.
Also, grams, how is your how are you calculating that in your brain? Like, by how much ham you buy at the deli right now? Is that how you're trying to work it out?
Look, I mean...
Because how much ham... When you go to the... I always get confused. Do you ever have that, like, hesitation?
And then you order way too much ham.
Well, like...
You end up leaving with three pigs worth of ham.
Well, I get... I don't... I lose confidence halfway through if I'm getting milligrams or grams. I'm not sure.
Who knows? What is getting milligrams of ham?
I don't...
If you went to the deli and said, can I have 20 milligrams of ham, they'd tell you to get stuffed.
I think they'd just give me the grams. I don't know if they'd bother telling me.
I don't think they get a slice. They get one slice of it and rip that in half and go, oh, is that a bit too much?
That's right, yeah.
No, but it's gram. I always go solid kind of.
Because I lose confidence and I just say, can I get 300?
300 ham.
Yeah, I just say, of the ham.
Oh, then there you go. That makes more sense.
So then they're like, they can fill in the blanks from there.
Just hope they don't mean they give you 300 kilograms.
Yeah, or like 300 individual pieces.
Well, Simo, next time you go to the supermarket, keep an eye out. I mean, they don't do blueberries behind the counter, but if they did... Can I get 16 grams worth of blueberries? And they'd go, give you the one.
I reckon those packs are 30 milligrams.
They're not milligrams.
Sorry, 30 grams.
Yeah.
See, I got confused there again. The grams and milligrams kill me. But I think...
Milligrams are a lot smaller than... 30 milligrams of anything is like nothing.
Yeah, so I think it's 30... I think I reckon 30 grams in those pre-packed blueberries. So effectively, you could just get two blueberries instead of one pack of many.
Well, then you'd be 2 grams over.
How would you eat it as well? Is it large?
With your mouth.
Is it? How many fingers would you hold?
Well, it's got a 1.4 inch diameter.
Right, so you go... Oh, you could probably go the T-Rex claw, 3-finger kind of edible blueberry style. I think
it's like the same size as a plum sort of thing.
Right.
How do you eat your plums?
Definitely 3 fingers. Well, 2 fingers and a thumb. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd rather not.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it was a big night in Canberra, not last night, but the night before.
Ah, the borough.
Yes.
What were they up to?
Simo, the budget was announced. Oh, all the politicians got around and did some maths and numbers and all that sort of stuff.
Hooray!
And they announced the budget. It's big news.
They put down their pseudocos and decide to use their math and arithmetic skills in a different fashion.
Got out their calculators and thought, how much money do we have?
Yeah, fair call.
I gotta be honest, I haven't read much about the budget, apart from this one little thing caught my attention.
Okay.
So a guy called Josh Frydenberg, who is the federal treasurer.
A guy.
Well, I mean, that's right.
There's a dude named Josh Frydenberg. He happens to be...
He's somewhat important in some way.
He happens to be the treasurer.
Okay, Simo, would you have known that he was the treasurer before I said he
Absolutely.
Was the... No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have.
He's even got his own little intro.
No, that's Donald.
Billions, because he's in charge of money.
Yeah, but that is Donald Trump talking. Donald Trump is the federal treasurer.
So how did he go with the budget? Were they happy? Were they pleased? What was the go?
Some people were happy, some people weren't. However, what caught my attention about it was Mr. Frydenberg was getting interviewed on the Today Show yesterday.
Right.
And a little incident, someone who wasn't happy with the budget... made a bit of a cameo appearance.
So is this the one with Karl Stefanovic?
Yeah.
Ah, that one.
So let me set the scene. So they're kind of doing... There's Karl Stefanovic, his co-host, whose name I don't know, and then two politicians in suits. They're doing an interview on the lawn out the front of Parliament House.
Yeah.
So you've got the backdrop of Parliament House, which is the one that we've all seen.
Politicians in suits as opposed to politicians and not in suits.
Look, I'm glad we don't have that politician speedos anymore, because that wasn't good on anyone's eyes.
True, yeah.
But no, so they're doing the interview on the lawn at the front of Parliament House.
Yeah.
And then just in the background from left to right comes this kind of media pack of about 30 photographers and cameramen and cops arresting this one guy who was protesting, yelling about something, I don't know what. Mm. It's kind of comical in the way. I think we've got the audio of it here.
Include a whole range of measures designed to support the economy and obviously to create jobs.
Sorry, Josh. We've got, I'll just say we're distracted by the Prime Minister. One a protest of morning.
This place is never lacking action, I can tell you that.
Then every budget's got us distracted, hasn't it?
That is enjoyable. Morning!
I mean, so they're just doing an interview, turn around, and there's this media, there's like 30-odd people just in what looks like a rugby scrum type thing, just going from left to right, and Carl's like, oh, hang on. Morning, sorry, we just have to deal with that bloke getting arrested, and then we'll go back to talking about money and finance, which is very important.
And Frydenbergy, he managed to slip in a little bit of city pride as well, didn't he? It's always happening here in Canberra.
It's always happening here. Not an expert on politics.
This is the place.
But I don't think Canberra is his electorate.
He's a fan of the town, obviously.
I mean, you're a fan of the town, 100%, yeah. You know.
So,
what a roundabout
spot. What was he protesting, the dude?
I don't know, something.
Maybe he was just lost. Canberra, that particularly...
Maybe he's just dizzy. There are a lot of roundabouts.
Parliament House, well, yeah, I get so confused because it's right in the... is it right in the centre and there's a big circle around it?
I don't know. I feel like if you don't even know where it is, you're probably going to get lost.
Like, I've driven around it, Parliament House, right? And in my mind, I'm trying to get... You know how when you're trying to get on the other side of something?
Yeah.
And because it's a roundabout, it's always on your left. It's like I'm trying to get on the, how do I get past this? It's got its own gravitational pull.
Maybe that's what this protester, he just got sucked in by Parliament House's gravitational pull.
He got pulled in by the politicians.
He was so keen to learn about politics.
Yeah, they're so full of themselves, they have their own gravitational pull.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
An egg. How do you like your eggs?
I like them cooked.
Thank goodness for that. So there's other options there. Now, I'm a scramble man myself.
I'm also a scrambled man.
Exactly. So can indulge in those. What about fried? Both sides, sunny side up.
Oh, look, I mean, this conversation is making me very hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I can go either or. I prefer sunny side up, though.
You could go with them raw. No,
either or.
So the reason I bring it up is because apparently... people are cracking different eggs in the kitchen.
What, not chicken eggs?
No.
Which is the, you know, normal type of egg.
The customary egg, you would say?
I mean, if eggs were ice cream, chicken eggs would be vanilla.
People have started paying more than $30 for an emu egg.
Right.
Yep.
Like, are they... I'm assuming emu eggs are a lot bigger than chicken eggs.
Quite large, yes.
Okay, good, just checking.
Would you say they're extraordinary?
Oh, is that, are we doing egg puns? Is that what we're doing?
We could, yeah.
Oh,
they do crack me up.
Go on, get them all out your system.
No, sorry, I'm done. I'm good. We're cool. We're cool.
So you finished having your smashing good time?
That's right. Yes, absolutely. Clearly you haven't, though.
No, that was... I'm disappointed in myself for making that joke.
So, quite large. Apparently people mixing things up in the kitchen. Now, there's mixing things up in the kitchen and then there's a giant emu egg staring you straight in the face.
I mean, yeah, I've seen Jamie Oliver mix things up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him, to my knowledge, cook an emu egg.
So, would you pay $30? Is that an exorbitant price? That's how much they're going for in Perth.
Well, sell it to me. You're the emu egg salesman. What are the differences? Okay.
I don't want it.
Well, you're probably not a good salesman then.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Someone comes to you trying to sell stuff. I wouldn't buy this rubbish.
Don't bother.
Just stick with them.
I get paid by the hour.
But like, so what are the... do they have any benefits apart from the fact that they're bigger?
No, they're large.
Like health benefits, or do they taste nicer? Or
they're an egg.
Yeah, you'd be really rubbish emu egg salesman. Yeah, don't buy this. I think they're an egg.
It is worth mentioning. Apparently, the business saying that they are hot right now.
Okay.
And that people are ordering them to eat rather than breed. So maybe we could normalise emus in the backyard. I wouldn't mind that. No?
I wouldn't like a full emu running around in my backyard. They tend to peck.
That's true, yeah, but...
quite a lot.
That's very true.
And are rather large.
So apparently sales are up 10 times on last year's numbers. So what do you reckon?
Is that just because they've sold 10?
That's my thinking.
We sold none last year. Some weirdo came in and bought 10, so they're up. They're up. Whoa, it's the emu egg 2020. It's the year of the emu egg.
Finally an upturn in business.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.